Wrapping up the first hour, it's always fun to get to the Syndio Twitter question of the day, brought to you by our friends from Syndio, your HR experts in Wichita. It's Syndio HRO. Where are we going today, Shane?
Old school Big Eight.
Okay.
Who is your favorite old school badass Big Eight hoops coach?
Boy, there were a bunch of them.
Yes, there were. Johnny Orr, Norm Stewart,
wow.
Eddie Sutton, or Billy Tubbs? With apologies to Jack Hartman, just didn't strike me as a badass, nor did Larry Brown.
Larry Brown. Larry Brown was a badass in a more...
In a different way, yeah.
In a subdued kind of way. Mm-hmm. He'd still rip... So would Jack Hartman, for that matter. But
Johnny Orr, Norm Stewart, Eddie Sutton, Billy Tubbs. Billy Tubbs getting 35% of the vote. Eddie Sutton, 33%. Storm and Norman, 23%. Johnny Orr, only 9%. But
well, I'm going to say this. As someone that covered that league, you might have it in. You might need to flip the order.
You think Johnny Orr was the biggest badass?
Oh, Johnny Orr was...
Greg
actually, they were all no prisoners. None of them took any prisoners.
Greg on Twitter points out Johnny Orr had the Tonight Show theme song played when he came out. If that ain't badass, nothing is.
Johnny Orr was spectacular. He was so no nonsense, and those teams were badass teams.
Mm-hmm.
They were unyielding, tough, could play. He could coach. Norm was great just because he was so irascible.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Tubbs was fabulous just because he was so tongue-in-cheek and sarcastic.
And his teams took no prisoners, too, by the way,
yeah,
in a different way than Iowa State's, because they just try to run you out of the gym.
Yeah, they had some players, man. You go back and think about Tisdale and Stacey King and Mookie Blaylock and
Ricky Grace.
They had some guys.
What's his name? Harvey Grant.
Harvey Grant.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Guys
no
that
question.
Could really, really play. BZMan07, contributor to the show, weighs in on all of them. In hindsight, Orr was the least irritating. Stewart was a jerk. Sutton only coached on the road because his lousy little arena took care of the home games. How could one, even a Jayhawk, not like Jack Nicholson or Billy Tubbs?
Yeah. Billy Tubbs was great. And may have been the best in a press conference ever.
That's what I was going to ask. Of the four, Billy Tubbs would give you the most, right?
Yeah, Johnny Orr was pretty good, but Billy Tubbs was great because he had no filter.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean no filter. And he was the kind of guy that you could ask a question to and get three times as much as you had hoped for in return.
Would he ever go Bobby?
Greg's like that.
Would he ever go Bobby Knight on you and let you know how dumb that was?
He wasn't. He didn't suffer fools, but he wasn't quite that rude.
Mm-hmm.
I was only in with Bobby Knight maybe a couple of times, and both times, just arrogant and rude. Which, by the way, I don't care about. Doesn't bother me one way or the other. I mean, if it doesn't bother him, why should it bother me?
Yeah, but we're getting off on a tangent.
John Thompson. John Thompson was another guy that...
well, you guys have a job to do. I got to ask the question. Mm-hmm, can you at least help me out here? You know, I think don't coaches lose sight of that now and then? It's like, I'm sorry you think it's a dumb question, but, you know, I got a job to do.
There were still... plenty of dumb questions being asked back in the day. I'm not going to, paint the picture. But it was a much older, more experienced crowd asking the questions then.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You had young TV guys, and sometimes we made asses of ourselves. But by and large, you had an older contingent of scribes working, and thus the questions were generally... I mean, they were still print questions, if you've been in a press conference, you know what I mean, because they're working on a feature or something
or other.
And, but now you get there's so many inexperienced young people busting their asses and working hard to make a living in this line of work that are learning to ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I know people are saying, well, how hard is it to know how to ask questions? You just ask the question. Well,
it's not as easy as it sounds.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Yeah. And sometimes it doesn't come out of your mouth like you have it rehearsed in your head, that kind of thing.
Right. There's a lot of pressure to ask questions that move the discussion along.
All right. So. The final call of the first hour of the final day of the week will go to Dr. Earl of Rush.
Oh, good, good.
Welcome back to the show, Doc. How are you?
Oh, I'm going to tell you, yeah. There's a dome team coming to Arrowhead, brother. Oh, yeah. Wet, cold, real grass. Yeah, maybe I'm a fan, but Chris, the Cobra Jones, Houston, we have a touchdown, and D's Ford going to run over you. These studs, oh, yeah, brother, going to run over an overly inflated offensive line. Showtime, new world man Patrick Mahomes is going to elevate, instigate, and propagate scoring to a victory. Oh, yeah, brother. And then when asked what a Chiefs fan does when his team has won a Super Bowl, oh, yeah, it won't be turning off his PlayStation 3 anymore. So, oh, brother, Chiefs 45, Colts 35. Victory!
Oh.
Thank you, Earl. A little wrestling promo call there from Dr. Earl of Rush, thinking the Chiefs are going to win. Well, you might want to hide your ears in the next segment because I'll revisit the last six Chiefs playoff home games that have all gone the way of the bad guys. Been a lot of different cast of characters in the last six Chiefs home games. Plus, we'll preview the Eagles and the Saints game. This has got the biggest spread of all the games. It's an 8-point spread. We'll tease it up to 8.5 for our State Farm picks. But a lot of similarities between the two quarterbacks in that game, Nick Foles and Drew Brees, as they go head-to-head in Eagles versus Saints for a trip to the NFC title game. And, of course, the Chiefs and the Colts. We'll give you some news, notes, and tidbits
about that.
But,
Shane, let's exercise our demons by discussing them freely.
Right.
Let's accept the failures of the past as we look forward to the successes of the future.
That way we can relish in the success of the future, like Dr. Earl of Rush. That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's.
I'm with Dr. Earl. I let's go. I don't want to hear it anymore. I mean, all of my Chiefs friends who've been in my face all year long about the Chiefs and the Chiefs and are thumping their chests, and rightfully so, now are reticent. And they're kind of holding their breath a little bit. And I'm like, what are you doing? Let's go. This is a win. We're moving on. We're playing in the AFC Championship game. Give me Tom Brady at Arrowhead for a chance to go to the Super Bowl with Patrick Mahomes. Let's go. Damn the torpedoes. Full speed ahead. And as we continue here in a moment, stay with us. Sports Daily into Hour 2. Don't forget, State Farm Insurance Picks of the Week coming up as well. We're back.